afternoon and welcome to All Elite Weekly, not sponsored by Wendy's, but we probably fucking should be.
No.
I'm Mike Hamley, as always, joined by my wonderful co-host, Adam. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good. There ain't no good games on right now. No games that I give a fuck about.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, there was just a Chick-fil-A commercial on too. Ugh, yuck.
Yeah. No Chick-fil-A. No Chick-fil-A spicy chicken. Wendy's is superior.
I'll give Wendy's that. I'll take Wendy's over Chick-fil-A.
Bro, if you're taking the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken over Wendy's, I got one thing to say. I got some new sound bites this week, if you can't tell. I'm going to have a whole bunch of fun. I didn't tell you what any of them were, so like, if I get a chance to use them, cool. If I don't, you'll have to just find out eventually when they get set up in later weeks.
You sent me the video of you scrolling through the sound bites, and I could tell what some of them were just by like I saw one. I think the one you just dropped was labeled crack.
Yes.
I was like, oh, yes. That's Stephen A. Like,
yeah, gotta be Stephen A. And the only good crack sound bite. This is a wrestling show, though. We don't talk about crack. Wrestlers are, you know. This is a cocaine industry.
Yeah, I was about to say, we can talk about cocaine.
Yes. That was some interesting conversation at the beginning of the week, wasn't it?
I can't believe they had just so many weird takes about cocaine. And then like the rest of us, like, I don't know, like Aaron sent me a DM where he was like, his tweet was like, I heard about the NXT coke parties, and then he had the gif of some dude, it was like Grayson Waller or somebody, where he's like, I'm ready to lead NXT.
Oh man, yeah, that was a weird way to start the week. I don't know, it was good. I'm thankful this week was kind of like a quieter week in comparison to like last week, which was just a shitstorm for 7 straight days that carried on even for a couple days after we did the show. But
yeah, I mean, it's still going. I saw.
Yeah,
it's I had to mute the word punk. Some of the takes I'm seeing on both sides. Again, not in the middle anymore, but it's just ridiculous. Like, you see the takes about like the Young Bucks being bigots or Nazis in one case.
Crap! Yeah, that's what that was. Honestly, I don't know. For me, it's always like I'm just going to wait for the investigation to conclude and go off of that, because that seems like the most sensible thing to do. But I know it's more fun to do your own speculation and stuff, I suppose. But I don't know. It's not for me, but it's been entertaining seeing some of the wild shit that people have been fucking coming up with off the top of their heads about this.
It's fun to shitpost about, I'll tell you that much. I have a nasty, nasty shitpost coming if Danielson wins the title. Not to get too far ahead of myself on the review here, but all I'm going to say, I'm not going to say it. Never mind. Let's get into the Dynamite review.
Yeah. Okay. So Dynamite, we had the Tournament of Champions semifinal to open up the show here. John Moxley defeating Sammy Guevara. I saw some like strange posts earlier in the day about like, what if Sammy wins? I'm like, that's absolutely insane. You know,
that's heat,
but that's insane.
I was kind of during the day, I was kind of thinking like, I wouldn't hate Sammy winning, just because I kind of want to see Sammy versus Danielson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, hey, Sammy can challenge for the world title after Danielson wins it on Wednesday. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
May he have a reign that at least lasts until Full Gear and we don't have Max just cashing in a chip at the conclusion of the match.
I absolutely hate the idea of Max like running down there like it's the briefcase. Like, I don't like the money in the bank concept for like at all. It's been played out for years now. And doing it in AEW would just be wretched. I'd fucking hate it.
I don't like it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Moxley versus Guevara was cool, though.
Good match. Very good match.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Sammy's a great fucking wrestler. It's hard to, you know, I always have to differentiate the, like, all right, the, like, whole the wife thing, like, making out on the ramp and stuff. I'm like, all right, I could do without it. I get that, like, you know, it's heat. It works, you know. But for me, I'm like, I could care less. I'd just rather watch him wrestle because it's so fucking good when he does.
Have you seen all the, like, speculation about him on Twitter, by the way?
Nah.
He keeps posting like cryptic gifs and stuff, and like,
ooh.
People are like, "Oh, he's leaving the company. He's leaving the company." I don't think he's leaving the company.
No.
I think, well, for one, him and Ty haven't had a proper like honeymoon yet.
Yeah.
And I think he's gonna go away and come back with like a fresh coat of paint. I don't think there's anything to worry about with him leaving the company.
Also, like, you know, not to get ahead of ourselves, but yeah, Eddie is probably gonna beat the shit out of him at Grand Slam in Queens, and then
yeah,
that'll you know, awesome. We won't see Sammy for a little bit.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
I'm glad that they're finally running that, because like I was looking forward to it, thinking it was going to happen at All Out, and then, you know, obviously suspensions and whatnot. But
I think we kind of won with that, because like
We got Eddie Ishii.
Yeah, like if you get Ishii's one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen live. Just an incredible wrestler. Probably should be in the Observer Hall of Fame. Just an incredible talent, and we won. We got Eddie versus Ishii too, you know.
Joe says Sammy Garofalo found dead in New York. No. No, we don't want that. Come on now.
No. Fuck no.
No.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's and now, like, yeah, again, we got Sammy Eddie at Grand Slam. That's going to be awesome. And John Moxley advances to face the winner of the other semifinal happening later in the night. So we know John Moxley's going to be in that world title match at Grand Slam, which, good, he should be.
Yes. He's the foundation of this company. I see a lot of takes about how certain other people are the foundation of the company. I think we should name the company All Blackpool Combat Club Wrestling, and just go from there. Honestly, we should just rename the company after them. Yeah. Mox and Danielson, you know,
All Regal Wrestling. And so yeah, after the world, I'll be honest, I forgot to keep track of any promos and segments. So remind me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna need you to carry me through the Rampage part, because I didn't DVR it, and I was extremely tired when I watched it last night.
Oh, done. I watched it. Done. That's like fresh enough in my memory. I can remember things from less than 24 hours ago. It's like anything beyond that is when I start having a problem.
Oh man, there's a WWE commercial on this on the Bearcats game I'm watching.
Jay is lead in the chat here. I hope that Eddie can reignite his feud with Jericho after he beats Sammy. That way there's a proper ending. I would like to see a proper ending to that, but I don't want to see it go on too long, because, like, fuck, these guys have been feuding since, like, heading into Revolution.
They can bring it back after. I have a take about Jericho. I have a lot of takes about Jericho, but they can run back that feud, but not like anytime soon for me.
Not in a long format for me is all I'm asking. Is like
I have an agenda I want to push.
I wouldn't mind it for like, you know, like 4 weeks leading into a pay-per-view or something, but like I can't do this for another like several month extended run.
Yeah. I mean it's AEW, like Voices of Wrestling, they always say like
Craig says bring it back to reignite Eddie Claudio.
That would be cool.
There'd certainly be a way to do that.
Well, I also have a take about Claudio coming. We'll get into it during the Rampage review.
All right, cool.
I have an agenda to push.
All right, excellent. We love agendas here. Next matchup, we had Jungle Boy defeating Jay Lethal, which was good.
Hold on. We had the Stokely promo before that.
We did have a Stokely promo. Okay, so like this, here's where I remember a stupid take this week. So Stokely comes out with The Firm, who is MJF's faction on retainer, basically.
Yes.
Well, not basically. They are. That's what they, that's like verbatim what they call themselves.
Yeah.
So Stokely kind of explains his intentions, why he's here. He starts going down the line of what every single member of The Firm intends to do, which is nice because we're getting like some, like we're getting background information now on why, not so much like why are they with The Firm, but at the very least, what are they going to do, you know, as part of The Firm? He says we're not going to see them all together all the time. You know, they'll kind of go their separate ways and come together when they need to.
Which I like that. I like that because I don't know.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't need all of the guys in that faction to be pushed axe either. I really, the only one I like specifically care about going forward is Lee Moriarty because he's just incredible.
I have one more to add in there, and that might be for biased hometown reasons, but also like when he got to Ethan Page, I'm sorry, did you hear the reaction when he finally got to Ethan Page? Like,
yeah.
And then to hear that he wants the All Atlantic, they're going to be in Toronto in October. I would very much love to see Ethan Page at the very least wrestle for a championship in front of his home country why not win it? Sure. I'm down. I'm not going to complain if, you know, we belt up my hometown guy.
I don't know. I like Ethan Page, you know. I don't know. I want the All Atlantic belt. Like, I have like weird views on that belt. I want it to be like the super work rate belt, and I want it to be like a guy. Like, I don't know. I don't know that the streets need Ethan Page going to New Japan and wrestling Ishii or someone. Like, I don't know if
I'll take it.
Like Ethan Page and Dragon Gate. Like,
hey.
I like this promo. Okay. So my thing about this promo was I was cracking up at Stokely talking about watching the Living Single reruns with the House of Black. I don't know why else. It got me good. No,
thank you, Joe. Joe sees the vision. Dragon Gate, Ethan Page would rule.
I need Amy's take on this. The other thing, I saw reports coming out that Stokely's getting heat because he gets more heat on himself than he gets himself over more than his parents. Yeah. Like, dude, the guy went down the line and explained everyone's whole goal. He gave, like, what are we talking about? And like, I don't know. I always thought he was kind of a
We got Amy's take. Like Ethan Page in Dragon Gate?
Hey, y'all listen, me and Amy are doing a space after this. We're gonna explain American football to the world's newest Minnesota Vikings fan, Amy.
Why the Vikings?
Their colors.
Purple?
Purple and gold, which means she has to be a Lakers fan too.
Ravens. Just go with the Ravens. It's like
no, the Ravens
black and purple and a little bit of gold, you know.
The Bengals are the Ravens are in the Bengals division. So
Page is the Green Bay. Hey, you know, okay, hey.
Shut up! Who said that?
Amy said that. You don't even understand football yet. Come on now.
She knows the Packers think.
God damn it. My guy's out here just getting cooked. Let's move on to another subject. Jungle Boy defeated Jay Lethal. That was awesome. Jungle Boy gets to wrestle Rey Fénix on Rampage Grand Slam. That's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be great stuff. I struggle to pay attention to the Jungle Boy Jay Lethal match because it's Jay Lethal. Like, I'm kind of like, why is this guy getting so much TV time? Like,
timing you out, Amy. How do I time people out in the chat? Come on now.
don't do that to Amy.
I'm joking. I wouldn't.
What was after this? Oh, okay. Here's something I want to talk about. I saw someone I like. He's a good kid. Calling like right around this time is when I got home to finally tune in because I work until about 8:30 Eastern on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
and I finally got home just in time to see Swerve in Our Glory versus Lucha Bros.
Okay.
Oh, we forgot. There was the vignette, the awesome vignette with Hook and Action Bronson.
And there was a 29-second powerhouse Hobbs squash match.
Yeah,
followed by a pull apart with Ricky Starks.
Yeah, which they're having a match, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Love Hobbs, love Ricky. Great stuff.
Swerve in Our Glory versus the Lucha Bros was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that match ruled. But I saw someone on Twitter, like right as I got home and turned that on, someone was like bitching about Dynamite being mid now. And I was like, my brother and Dragon, we are watching Keith Lee and Swerve wrestle the Lucha Brothers. What? This is a poorly timed tweet, brother.
I can remember from, well, I remember a lot from this match, but like the one thing that just, because I watch in a voice chat with a bunch of my friends, shout out to all of you, but my buddy Jamie, we're in voice chat, and Keith Lee got hit with a destroyer, and for like 15 minutes after this happened, like every time there was a lull, or like a break or a cut or anything, he's just like, man, Keith Lee took a destroyer.
Yeah.
Like all fucking night for the rest of the show.
I don't blame him. That's fucking insane. That spot, that whole sequence, because what?
That was a Spanish fly in. Fénix hit Swerve with a Spanish fly off the top, and then Keith Lee got destroyed by Penta right after.
Man, my big takeaway from this match was they cannot take the belt off Swerve and Keith Lee.
They're gonna. Oh, they're gonna.
It's not time. Let me have this. Let me live out some of these agendas. I don't know. I guess Swerve can. Turn heel and be like the guy.
That's the thing. I think it's going to be sad to see them lose the belts because if you think about every tag team match they've had on their road to winning them and then their title run with them have just been like they've almost been the best match on the show every single show that they've had a title defense since winning these belts.
Someone said,
Hang on. We have Joe in chat. Penta is a goat, and I'm tired of pretending he's not. Dude's fucking amazing. Absolutely. Watch any Lucha Brothers match or just Penta singles matches. The guy fucking is fantastic.
People don't talk about him like they talk about Phoenix, because Phoenix is like this. I mean, he's the best high flyer in the world.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the Lucha Brothers, if anyone subscribes to Fight Plus, today at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, there is a Republic of Lucha show, which is, if I'm not mistaken, the Lucha Brothers on promotion. And they have, they have a show today on Fight Plus. You can just watch it for free on Fight Plus, with a Fight Plus subscription. And it's the main event is the Lucha Bros versus Aaron Solo and QT Marshall.
QT, the goat.
But you know what? Like, QT on a Lucha show, we're going to get the QT 450, and that, I'm down for it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But, like, there's some insane shit on the show. Like, Ty Valkyrie's on it, Taurus is on it. Go look it up. It's on Fight. This isn't the show for that. I do that on Thursdays, but.
I mean, we can turn this into a Lucha show. It's fine.
Oh, I'm down. Yeah, let's just talk. No, I don't know enough about Lucha.
Yeah.
I do want to check out that CMLL show last night, though, because I heard that was kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah. I listened to the Voices of Wrestling preview of that show, and I'm intrigued. And I saw that crazy fucking gif. I don't remember. Dude,
the wrench fucking driver thing? Or are we talking about
that dive where a homeboy
step up,
she stepped off the second rope and then hit like this
Fosbury flop after a step up.
It
was crazy
nasty, and it looks so pretty. It was
there's another gif of somebody getting hit by like a gut wrench driver, and look at it looks like a murder. Like, it's fucking horrible looking. It's car crash grade violent. Let's catch up on some chat. Heel main event Swerve, though. Exactly. Yes. So the sad thing about them losing the belts is thinking about their like run with the belts and their run to getting the belts. But the great thing about where we're probably going to see this go from them losing the belts is heel main event Swerve. Let's do it. He's so fucking good. Why not?
Swerve for TNT champion. We're starting the agenda early. We here at All Elite Weekly, we here at Bodyslam.net, we here at NTWF, we're starting the agenda early. Swerve for TNT champion.
I think a riot would occur in New York if the Acclaim don't win at Grand Slam. It's possible.
It's possible.
I hope that's the opening match. Like, I want that show to just start with, like, because the Acclaim are challengers, so they're going to get the first entrance anyway.
Yeah.
That show should just open with the Acclaim's fucking, like, you hear that horn go off and the kick drum coming in. That place is going to go insane. Want it. Swerve in Our Glory, they get a nice probably final title defense in against the Lucha Bros. 8 minute and 15 second match. It felt like they were in there for like 15 minutes because they did so much fucking shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was a nice, it was a really nice sprint. Like, it was a notebook match sprint.
Yeah, absolutely. We had another tag match following that. Dr. Britt Baker and Serena Deeb defeating Athena and Toni Storm. This match really just served at, like, the whole purpose of it was to kind of just plant some more Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker eventual split.
Jeez. Yeah, this match was weird because it was so, like, it was really good in the beginning and the middle, and then it, like, I don't want to say it fell apart at the end because that makes it sound like there was, like, a lot of botches. It was just weirdly laid out at the end.
The thing that got me most about it kind of, you know, was Jamie Hayter's running after. I thought for sure she's just going to lay out Britt Baker with the chair. Like, I know it's the far too obvious play, and like, you know, let's draw it out for, you know, another week or two or something. But like, I really thought, like, hey, just come on, just pancake her with that shit. Let's go.
When they finally pull the trigger on Jamie and Britt, we'll see. But it feels like they're waiting a bit too long. It feels like they have something with Jamie, and
yeah, exactly. They're kind
of delaying it. They're pushing it off a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, just strike now. The time is right.
Come on. Yeah. Maybe do it next week when they have the four-way, or the foursome, as my buddy Gage would call it.
Yes, that match.
Yeah, which I'm looking forward to that match. The way they've been booking the women, like, match-wise, seems to be working. If you're looking at the quarter hours, I know it also helps to have Britt out there, because she does draw ratings. By the way, this show did a great rating.
Yeah, crazy good.
Yeah.
Over 1 million through the entire broadcast, which is, can't ask for more, really.
Yeah, and it peaked at the main event, which is like, I think it's the first time that's happened since they debuted on TBS.
It's a good-ass main event. It's the next one we get to talk about.
Yeah, so we have...
Church is in session.
Church is in session. Hey, we're working on getting like music for the sermon. Before I get into the sermon, I would like to acknowledge the Demo God, also known as the B-Wee BC.
I don't like it. I'm out of here.
So the B-Wee BC.
That's something that make me cringe.
So, he's still the man after all these years, as Jimmy said on Twitter. He built the Demo God. Still this great wrestler. This match ruled. I told you guys it would rule. Last week when we talked about All Out, we said, you know, Danielson versus Jericho at the pay-per-view didn't feel like they... were doing the best version of their match. And I said, look at these two guys. It's Chris Jericho having like this all-time run for his career, and it's Brian fucking Danielson. They'll figure it out. They'll have a great match in the rematch. And what do you know? This shit was like a match of the year contender type match. Just great stuff. And so now Church is in session. Here's your sermon. We need Danielson to win the title next week. We need him to do so without Max cashing in. I know the church is having its issues, as me, the Archbishop, is playing the Bishop, Bishop Boyd, of the Church of Dragon in fantasy football in a free league. So it shouldn't matter that much, but come on, we have egos, guys. So the church is looking good right now. We need... We're so close to Bryan Danielson winning the AEW title. And I will cry. I will cry a lot if that happens. I will be so happy to see Bryan Danielson win this belt. It will have only taken him basically a year to have tracked down this belt. I can't wait.
Honestly, it's a fantastic 12-month like cycle for Danielson, because you know his first AEW match was at Grand Slam last year against Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
So to come full circle on that the year later and have him at the very same show win the AEW World Championship in a match against Jon Moxley, fantastic. That'd be like,
and we can
put a bow on a great year.
There's an easy story to be told. I know, like, Gage kind of laid this out for me. Don't have Max cash in. Have Danielson beat Mox. Have Max and the firm come out and destroy them after the match or next week or something. Well, not next week. You know what I mean.
Yeah, after the match. Yeah.
Yeah. And they, you just, yeah. And you build the feud, and Max and Danielson can be your match for full year.
Yeah. And then we can have some, like, you know, Danielson world title defenses week, you know, every week or two.
Every and fucking week. By the way, that's my other thing about people saying Dynamite's mid right now, or it's, by the way, everyone drop dragon emojis in the chat for me. They say this shit like a Dynamite's bad or something. We get Bryan Danielson and Swerve every week. I, dude, keep doing that, and I'll never think about Kenny Omega or CM Punk ever again. Just give me Swerve and Danielson every week. I saw, I think it was Reg, one of your other co-hosts. He said when they go to Seattle, that got announced on this show, by the way, they're going to Seattle finally. Give me Danielson versus Swerve in Seattle.
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. Also, shout out to Reg. There was some footage leaked from the Tokyo Game Show, and his song Brick Phone from his own self-released EP is actually in the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So go to righteousreg.bandcamp.com, buy his record. It's like a 6-song EP, and it's just him spitting bars on like some like just chill mellow beats. It's just bars the whole time. I love it. That's my shameless plug for Reg's album. But
buy Reg's album.
Do it. Righteousreg.bandcamp.com. Yep. Song's on there. It's dope. But Danielson versus Swerve in Seattle would be crazy. I had a small heart attack when I saw the date of that, because I was like, oh shit, that's January 3rd. Wrestle Kingdom's January 4th.
Yeah. I don't know. Danielson not being on Wrestle Kingdom, that's fine.
Yeah.
The thing I'm worried about is, man, this investigation better be up by then.
Bro, this investigation better be up by the time they're in Toronto in, like, I don't know what, less than a month now? The 12th?
Yeah.
It would be absolutely fucking... I'd be so sad thinking that they're going to debut in Canada for the first time and we're not going to see Kenny Omega. That would be fucking tragic, dude.
Oh no. Would it be a net? Fuck no.
Put your ass down. Go to sleep.
Oh my God.
I'm glad I caught myself. So
it better be done by a week after Toronto, which is in Cincinnati, Ohio. All right.
Yeah. I need to buy tickets for that show still. And I need to buy... I talked to Cassidy all day and forgot to ask. Never mind. Yeah, I need to buy tickets to that. I need to buy
tickets. Why are you laughing, Norm McDonald?
I need to buy tickets to the Revolver show too, which oddly enough has Swerve on it.
So, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Swerve and Our Glory on it? No, that's tonight,
that's,
right?
That's in fucking Iowa, dog.
That's tonight, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know. Man, Callahan moving to Iowa is like the worst thing that ever happened to me. They do so much great shit in Iowa. And
yeah, those Revolver shows are crazy. But again, it's like, oh, you're in Iowa.
You're in Iowa. They had the first Switchblade Conspiracies reunion in Iowa.
Yeah, you want to know it?
Those men are from Cincinnati, Ohio. Speaking of Cincinnati, Ohio, the Bearcats just won, smoked the Miami of Ohio Redhawks, I believe is their name.
All right. Yeah, no, you want to know what's great about Iowa?
We do not care.
Listen, so I grew up in Kansas City, Kansas. okay, I had to take a lot of trips through states like Iowa. Those states suck. They're the worst thing ever to drive through. They, like, so when you're in, like, American states, you're driving through, mm-hmm. you know, on the highways, and all the signs will be like, oh, here's this big city's in 150 miles. This big city's in 100 miles. This big city's in, you know, whatever. In Iowa, it, like, keeps talking about, I don't remember what city it was.
It's like Des Moines.
Yeah.
It's the only city with
get there and there's a Walmart, a McDonald's, and a gas station.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Fucking blows.
Wow. Iowa sounds like a great time. I'm sorry if there's anyone in the chat who's from Iowa and you're probably just sitting there like,
what do you say fuck me for?
No, like, I'm sorry.
No, people from Iowa can't watch this show. They don't have internet.
Oh my god. Just bodying Iowa today.
Sorry, it's a good Slipknot album.
Hey, yeah. Like, hey, okay, yeah, we can give them, like, you know, high fives for one thing at least. Yeah. So yeah, that was Dynamite. Dynamite ruled.
Yeah.
We had a nice stare down at the end of the show between Danielson and Moxley, and it's just
yeah, Danielson, Moxley, and that geek, that Cornette fan geek with the sign about. Yeah,
but at the same time, like, thanks for the meme template, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I saw someone put Brandon Thurston's ratings chart on the sign. Yeah. That was awesome.
I'm trying to think of, like, signs I can bring to Toronto in October, and I'm like, because I want to keep it topical, but I have a video game sign in mind that
bring a bodyslam.net sign.
Yeah, I probably will. I don't know. I should, and I probably will if I do bring a sign. I have this whole, like, thing where I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna bring a sign this time, and I never bring a sign because I'm like, I don't want to carry a fucking sign around all day in Toronto with me.
That's true. So. Print out a sign that's the Book of Dragon.
Ooh. If I can figure that out, that's, I don't know, that's some high end tech that I'd, you know. That sounds like it would cost money to print something like that. Because yeah. I certainly don't have a printer that's going to be able to pump out, like, a billboard size thing, but I'll figure it out. Rampage happened last night. That was a cool show. Darby Allin defeated Matt Hardy in the opening match, and that was a cool match. You know why? Because Darby Allin and Matt Hardy, good opponents for each other. Matt Hardy's big enough that he can, like, actually toss Darby Allin around and not have to, you know, further brutalize his body that I'm sure is just like, why are you getting in the ring still, dog? And then he didn't have to actually, like, you know, take many bumps until, like, the last sequence for the finish, really. Missed a moonsault, got hit by a Code Red, and then he got rolled up.
Yeah. Good match. I love Darby. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, man. I was on the Body Slam account tweeting last night, but I tweeted out, I like the duality of Darby where he'll, like, give you this nice technical chain sequence to open a match, and then, like, 2 minutes later, he's just wrecking himself on the apron, missing a swanton or some shit.
Yeah.
It really is, like, the whole, like, half-painted face thing, even the way he wrestles. He's got this whole, like, clean technical aspect to his game, and then there's that other side of him that's just, like, I might die today in the ring. Who knows?
He's kind of like Sabu, you know? If you watch, like, Prime Sabu, he's more athletic and smoother and a better technical wrestler, but, like, yeah. it's the same, like, recklessness.
Joe says, I like how Jim Ross put over Darby as an AEW OG. I want him to win the world title someday. That'd be cool. That would be, It feels like it's a moment that's, like, bound to happen at some point, and it's just a matter of, like, I don't know, you got a lot of people who, you know, it's like, there'd be a lot of good people that would be good with that world title, so you just got to find them the right person to beat for it.
I I mean, so ideally, MJF is going to hold this belt for till close to 2024.
Darby beating Max for the title would actually be pretty fucking cool.
I mean, I would want Hangman doing it, but if it's not Hangman, give me Darby.
Hell yeah. Also, since we have to mention also the post, you know, there was a whole angle post match here. Loki, Brody, and Julie have great on-screen chemistry. That was some fucking, like, dark shit from Julia just sweeping Matt Hardy's feet out to have him fucking getting suspended off the apron.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to think that, like, you know, a few months ago, she was just, like, the Varsity Blondes cheerleader, you know, third member. And now she's, you know, goth girl Julia.
You know what I want to say right now.
Yeah. Jay says, Darby's willingness to destroy his body worked well with Matt's wrestling brain. It really did. Exactly. That's what I liked so much about the match. But yeah, we had a...
important to have guys like Matt Hardy and Christian around because they're really good at laying out matches. They're just genius wrestlers. I mean, even if the fastball ain't there still, you know, they still got... The brain still works, you know?
Yeah, you look out for that changeup, man. That kind of thing's coming in there at 55.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had so post-match here, Brody King, you know, calling out Sting and Darby to set up a match for Sting and Darby versus Brody King and Bud Matt. Finally, more Bud Matt in the ring. I want more Buddy Matthews in the ring. I feel like for as long as he's been there, I haven't got to see him wrestle nearly as much as I should have.
Well,
but you know, there's the whole House of Black thing kind of for that, where it's like, all right, well, you need to find a reason to have him have a match because everything he does kind of revolves around whatever you're doing with House of Black, which
Malakai was injured, and then there's
and now it's just House of Black that's just Brody King, Julia Hart, and Bud Matt anyway. So,
Buddy also, yeah. I don't know if you know this, Buddy had gotten suspended for a bit for taking independent dates without Tony's permission.
Oh, I was not aware of that actually.
Yeah, that was in the Observer, so that I can talk about on here.
Yeah. Yeah, Brody King is him from Joe. I agree. Absolutely. Yes. Also listen to God's Hate. And then this is Gage, I think, right? MF West. Yeah. Danielson versus Darby for the world title, New Year's Smash in Seattle. Hey, that's another good Seattle match for sure.
Yeah.
If Danielson has the world title by January still.
Man, let Danielson have...
God, as long as he leaves Wednesday with it, I'm happy.
Yeah. Just give me the moment and we'll go from there.
Depending, I will say, as much as it's not like my desired outcome, depending on how it goes down on Wednesday, there's a world where I'm not upset with Max walking out of New York with the title either, but it's got to be done. Like, I don't even know how it would please me to see it be done until it happens, but I'm sure there's a way where I'd still enjoy it. But I want to see Danielson like defend the AEW world title for a while.
Sidebar, there was just a State Farm commercial with Patrick Mahomes. I would like to wish Patrick Mahomes a happy birthday. Daniel Garcia, a happy birthday. And most importantly, I would like to wish my friends Tommy and Mike 563 a happy birthday. Shout out to them.
Wait, this is Tommy's birthday today?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Tommy. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and happy birthday, Patrick Mahomes. And definitely happy birthday to the pure champion, Daniel Garcia.
Yes. And Mike 563, who's like one of my biggest supporters on Twitter. He retweets everything.
Well, hey, Mike, you know, I'm not familiar with him myself, but happy birthday from one Mike to another.
Yes.
What did we have next on Rampage? Penelope Ford back in the ring again. She's been getting matches since she came back, which is great to see because I like watching Penelope Ford wrestle.
Yeah, she, I think I didn't just until now, I didn't realize how good she was or something. I don't know. I don't know why I was kind of sleeping on, how good she is, but, she,
really good.
I've been seeing her have some independent matches like last year and stuff. So I was kind of already like on the Penelope Ford train, but then I know she got hurt. So, you know, we didn't see her for a bit. I'm glad she's back getting some matches, and she beat Willow, which is kind of big because Willow's actually been getting some good, you know, some good shine in AEW right now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big deal for Penelope to get this win over Willow. There's one Penelope Ford spot that I don't think I've seen her do in it. I don't remember seeing her do it in AEW. The day she does it is gonna be fucking awesome. But she does this Boston Crab escape, and because she's so fucking insanely flexible, it's just ridiculous. And I can't wait to see her do it in AEW one day. That's all I'm gonna say.
If you can find me like a GIF or a video of that, send it to me.
The last time I remember seeing her do it was GCW Homecoming from last year.
Okay.
It might be on the, because it's a 2-day thing, so I can't remember which day it's on, but it's from her match on there. She only had the one match, so.
Okay.
But yeah, I will, I'll definitely take a look for it, because the shit was crazy. Oh, yeah, there we go. Amy says, from the Ali GCW match, that was insane. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Penelope Ford picked up a win here. Willow Nightingale, though, honestly, man, like, she's such a star. I get so excited. As soon as her music hits, I'm just like, fuck yeah, Willow's here. Let's go, man.
Can I address something important about Willow?
What's up?
Everyone needs to stop the sign Willow tweets.
She's signed.
Thank you.
She's signed. Like,
so
come on.
Up, everyone gets so caught up in the, oh, did he ever get the graph? Oh, did he or she ever get the graphic?
It's not about the graphic.
Lee Moriarty still hasn't gotten the graphic.
Yeah, and you know he's all Lee.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, Willow's going to have a big moment that happens. Like, she's going to win, like, you know, she's going to beat somebody. I honestly want to see her with the ROH women's title.
Yeah,
is it like either that? Honestly, even dethroning Jade would be cool for Willow. But like Ring of Honor women's title, I feel like she could actually like, you know, hold that division down and be like the, you know, like the kind of first mainstay in that division when ROH gets like some regular TV and stuff going on.
Yeah,
like that could be Willow's, you know, Willow's division. Yeah, so good for Penelope Ford to get the win here, though. And again, like, kind of, you know, it helps with building her back up after her return for her to come in and just, you know, take out Willow like that.
Yeah.
And then we got what should have really been the main event. Ethan Page, Hamilton, Ontario's finest, greatest city on earth, had a very hard-fought victory over Danhausen. Took him all of 85 seconds to do it, which was about 40 seconds longer than I thought this match was going to be.
That's my thing about the Danhausen matches. Everybody, like, the work rate geeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got so mad about Danhausen being signed. Like, he was going to be out here having 20-minute matches with John Moxley.
Mm-mm.
He's a geek. Like, I like him as a geek, but like he's a geek. And
I think there is a world where he gets there eventually, not with Moxley per se, but you know, like we'll get like some actual like
matches,
some like matches out of Danhausen. But like what he's doing right now is kind of like perfect. Joe says Mike pushing Ethan Page is like me pushing Calvin Tankman. Hometown bias. Hey, fucking love Tank. That dude's awesome. Black Label Pro Heavyweight Champion. Talk about him all the time here Thursdays on Indeed. Love Calvin Tankman up in here. I can't remember what show it is coming up, but he's got a, oh, the Warrior show that's coming up. It's Tankman versus Eddie Kingston. That's gonna fucking crush.
Yeah. I have my hometown bias towards Moxley, but
yeah, lucky you. You get the like 2-time world champion.
No, but look, hold on.
You also get Brian Pillman Jr. though. So.
Right. Did Pillman like put out some sort of, did he like say something about the fight? Like publicly?
I can't remember. I don't really go out of my way to look for his tweets. No offense to Pillman Jr.
No, like, I only saw it because we tweeted it out.
Oh, okay.
I saw something from the Body Slam account where he like talked about the fight or something, I think. And I was like, man, it's kind of crazy. Like, you got Bryan Danielson like saying, hey guys, stop talking to the fucking sheets, which the wrestlers have mostly stopped talking to the sheets. Now they just talk to fans for some reason. But they, but like, then you have Brian Pillman, like, yeah, so Kenny came in the room wilding, like, you know, giving you play by play.
Tobias Latin versus Danielson versus Danhausen for the world title at Full Gear.
I don't know. Danielson just beat the fuck out of Danhausen kind of sounds fun.
That would be funny if that's the match where Danhausen actually is like, no, I wrestle, see?
Yeah.
He ends up having like a 30-minute fucking just technical masterclass with Bryan Danielson, but then immediately gets squashed in his next match again.
Well, so it's, you know, and it's Danielson. The match would be good because he's incapable of having bad matches. Yeah. I heard someone wanting him to go to CMLL and wrestle like the old guys there because, you know, it would be good. I can't remember who was the one that someone suggested. It was on Voices of Wrestling. I can't remember. It was on the flagship. I don't remember. But yeah. Have we covered the Jericho Claudio segment yet?
Not yet. Before we do the ROH World Title match or the ROH TV title match, let's talk about. So we had Claudio come out to, you know, kind of, you know, just do a little promo, and he got interrupted by Jericho, who is challenging for the ROH World Title because it's one belt he's never held, and he doesn't want to be a 7-time world champion. He wants to be an 8-time world champion. He's going for the Ocho. Shout out to ESPN 8, the Ocho, home of the greatest dodgeball tournaments and obscure sports in the world.
That's the channel NWA airs on.
Oh my god! No, I think that's the 88 channel, isn't it? No, but ESPN 8, the Ocho, is, if you've seen Dodgeball, that's where they broadcast the Dodgeball tournament. So as soon as he started saying he's going for the Ocho, I lost my mind thinking of Dodgeball references.
Yeah.
I literally watched that movie last week. I watched Dodgeball every couple months. It's one of my favorite movies. I can't help myself.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. So here's the thing. I kind of want I want Jericho to win the ROH title.
Whoa, okay. That's a take I wasn't expecting to hear today.
Do
you have an agenda for this?
This is the agenda I wanted to push earlier. I want Chris, the BC Jericho, to win the ROH title. That would be great. It makes sense from a TV standpoint because it's the demo god. So if you're trying to get ROH off the ground and you're negotiating with Warner, you could easily be like, hey, like the guy that just had like this huge quarter, that's our world champ. Okay. So maybe give us fucking TV. Okay. And also, it's Chris Jericho. He's the BWBC. He's
Jericho needs it so you can have one more star than FTR. Hey, you know, it is a reason. It's
they're giving us a reason.
We're helping Adam's agenda here now.
They gave me a reason. Shout out to Bobby Fish. Bobby Fish. Fucking I'm glad Bobby Fish gets to call every wrestling news outlet in between deliveries at UPS. I don't know how that man got so many headlines this past week.
I don't know, but he's never going to collaborate with our podcast after this.
I don't want him to.
We just ruined any shot we had at a Bobby Fish special episode, special guest episode.
I mean, you could, I don't know. He'd probably still come on here. Hey, Bobby Fish, if you're listening.
We'd love to still have you.
We'd love, can, we'd I need, love to talk to you about anything other than CM Punk. If you can find something interesting to say that doesn't involve Philip Jack Brooks, you could come on the show.
I'd like mustache tips, personally. Like, oh, this, yeah. This thing is getting out of control. I need to know how to make it grow in the middle. You know, there's a lot I could ask him just about facial hair.
Oh man,
that wasn't the only segment we had. Though we had another segment. We had Jade Cargo backstage, and she was interrupted by Diamante, which is already cool because we're going to see Diamante on TV, which has been fucking forever since we've seen her. I don't think I've seen her like outside of the Casino Battle Royale. I don't think she's actually been like on anything outside of Dark since then. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
But she says she's going to bring the baddest bitch in the 305 with her to back her up. And there's been some debate on this now, because is it a non-wrestler, like an actor or musician? Is it a, you know, is it a wrestler from the 305? Is it, I've seen people float Amanda Nunes out as somebody. I guess she resides in the Miami area. So,
that sounds right.
It could be any, like, I don't know.
Just still in the chat. Give, God, who, there's, is Trina from Miami?
Yes, Trina is from Miami.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Trina is the one for, like, I'm clamoring for Trina. I'm here for Trina. Bring Trina.
Yeah, give me more, give me rappers on this show.
Yeah.
That's extremely, my shit.
Well, we're getting it next week. That's good.
Yeah, we get Action Bronson.
Yeah, Action. He better rap to the ring, too.
Yes, he should.
Again, like, you know, if we're going to have fucking Clean Fun Kelly sing Danielson out to the ring, then Action Bronson's already in the match. You might as well just give him a microphone and be like, do the thing on the way there.
Yeah, just go out there and rap, bro.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I don't know.
Who's, do you have a pick? Do you have like a this is my guess and like this is, or like at least this is your most confident guess on that, or are you just gonna, or are we all on the Trina train?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen much discourse about it because I watched Rampage. I was dealing with something before Rampage.
Yeah.
And then, man, that was supposed to be like, I was at the bar with my friends, just catching up about stuff, you know? And, yeah, so then I went home. Like, I went home, watched Rampage, hosted a space, or was on a space, and then went to sleep, woke up today, watched what I didn't see on Dynamite. I haven't seen much discourse about it, so I don't know. I don't have a guess. I don't know. Maybe
some... I saw some people posting like Mercedes Martinez. I'm like, I don't even think she's from Miami. She's listed as from fucking Connecticut.
Yeah, I don't think she's from.
So I don't think her Red Velvet's from Miami, but like she is a baddie, so that'd be kind of fucking weird for her to come back. I don't know. You know, maybe she comes back from injury and she's like, I'm on a different team now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Trina.
Trina, yeah.
Be Trina.
You guys would be cool, too.
But, yeah, after this, ROH World TV title match, Samoa Joe defeating Josh Woods. Of course, like we said this last week, Josh Woods wasn't going to win this match, but it was good to see Josh Woods get, like, a 10-minute match on TV showing how good of a fucking wrestler he is against an ROH legend, which is great for Josh Woods because he put in the work in ROH in his time that he was there. He was a pure champion for quite a while. So for him to, you know, get rewarded with a TV title match against a legend of Ring of Honor in Samoa Joe, that's a, you know, it's a good way to position him as like a credible threat in ROH when, you know, when they're fully operational and not doing quarterly pay-per-views.
Yeah. Loves Smojo. Smojo's just fucking great.
Everyone loves Joe.
I mean, everyone loves the Acclaim, too. That doesn't mean they need to win next week.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
It's all right. They can win.
Yeah.
I don't need them feuding with the Ass Boys for the titles, though.
No, like, no. Well, and the thing is, like, with the Acclaimed having that victory, or not victory, but the match that they had was sort of in our glory at All Out. That demonstrated quite clearly that the Acclaimed will be able to, you know, have really good main event title defenses with the Bucks, the Lucha Bros, the, you know, everybody. It was Swerve and Our Glory. I wish I could say Hobbs and Starks, but that's its own thing now. But they'll be able to take on the best tag teams in AEW and have and deliver like main event tag team title matches. So I liked that All Out was kind of like a litmus test for like, let's show you what the Acclaim can actually do when they're healthy. Back to Rampage though. Like, yeah, we had Joe defeat Josh Woods. No surprise, had some interference from Sterling. No surprise, we had some interference from Tony Nese. Joe overcame it and won. Got attacked after the match. Wardlow came out to make the save again, which Wardlow and Samoa Joe is like the unlikely duo that I was not expecting to see, but I dig it.
A terrifying.
I dig it. That's fucking scary.
A terrifying pair of humans.
It's just a wall of meat staring at you across the ring, which yes. is what Josh Woods and Tony Nese are going to be looking at next week. They've got a tag match in on Grand Slam. I believe it's the Rampage Grand Slam. No? Yeah,
I think.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's Rampage Grand Slam, but either way, that's both those shows are stacked the fuck up, by the way. Like, there's going to be 4 hours of AEW on TV next week, and it's basically like two mini pay-per-views.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Let's take a look at those cards while we're on the subject. So Dynamite right now, what's announced is an All-Atlantic title match, Pac defending against Orange Cassidy.
That's going to rule.
An AEW interim women's title four-way match. Tony Storm defending against Serena Deeb, against Athena, against Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. This is something that AEW did in the very beginning that I thought was like really, it was good. I liked it when they had a lot of like multi-person matches for the women's title.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of triple threats, a lot of four-way matches. And I think it was
a lot of,
I liked it a lot. Like I'm happy that they're kind of going back to that. Obviously, you know, there's enough women on the roster now that you don't have to rely on it too much, but it's also a good way to get like four of your top women into a match without, you know, having to split it up into like several matches over the course of like a couple weeks.
Yeah. And I saw someone complaining about, oh, it's the same four women on TV 2 weeks in a row. It's like, dude,
it's not.
I mean, what's the problem? That's it's the like star of the division and three great workers. There's stuff to be said about. I understand why some people don't like Serena Deeb, but like
in the ring, she's still dope.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and. I'd rather not talk about that.
It's a good match. Like on paper, it's a good match. So
yeah,
like,
I think it'll be better than the tag match.
Yeah,
I don't know. It possibly could be better than the four way from the foursome from the pay per view.
Quite possibly. I don't know. That was a pretty good match. I like Hikaru Shida, so I don't know. Yeah. That all-out match, I was like, yes, Shida's back.
Yeah. God, I miss Shida.
Okay, let's see. Let's catch up on some chats. I think Brody and Buddy would be a great defense for the Acclaimed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whatever gets Bud Matt on my TV more, I'll take it. Brody and Buddy are great challengers for whoever wins the tag title match. There we go. Absolutely. It's the best of the division on TV. I don't see a problem. I believe that's in regards to the women's match. And yes. Yeah, it is. That absolutely. It's nice to see Athena in the top title picture for sure. She should be there. One of the best in the company. Like, that's this match is going to cook. Whether you're like, oh, they were already in the tag match or not, just like, forget about that. Enjoy the dope wrestling that's going to be on your screen.
Yeah.
Tell us who you would have booked that would have been a better one.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we just talked about it. The world tag title match, Swerve and Our Glory versus the Acclaimed.
Yes, Swerve and Our Glory retaining the tag belt against the Acclaimed.
It's regardless, we know they're gonna have a good match because we saw them do it a couple of weeks ago and they fucking stole the show, in my opinion. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's gonna happen on this show because later on,
but oh boy.
We also have now a Ring of Honor world title match here, Claudio versus Chris Jericho.
Please.
You really want Jericho to win this one, eh?
Yes. I'll be on. Listen, if somehow, if we somehow get Swerve and Our Glory retaining, Jericho winning the ROH belt, and what should happen in the main event, y'all just need to mute me.
No, you should go play a lottery ticket at that point.
Yeah,
you should go play the lotto if that happens.
Oh yeah, no, I won't. I'll be paid in happiness if this all happens.
All right. And you know, so of course, speaking of the world title match, yes, the Tournament of Champions final match, Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley, or as we like to call it, the Coronation of the Dragon.
Yes. What a great time for me, the Archbishop of the Church of Dragon. I just want to give out like my little my shit post, but I gotta save it until Danielson wins the belt.
Be with you.
Yeah, Dragon be with you. I have a lot of people I'd like to thank if Danielson wins the world title.
Oh boy. every time you say you've got a tweet, I just get scared because I'm like, are we gonna get to do a show next week?
No, this one's harmless. This isn't like the stuff that got me some heat with
they also announced for this card, though, they have a golden ticket battle royale happening as well. I can't remember if it's on Dynamite or Rampage. It doesn't matter. It's going to be on one of the shows. They're all happening on the same night, technically, anyway.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild, because they still have MJF holding his poker chip already.
Yeah.
And now they're going to also award a number one contendership to the winner of this Battle Royal. So far, we know that, like, Dark Order's in it, Hangman's in it, probably Rush and Andrade, based on the little promo interaction they have. I feel bad because I was watching the promo last night and I was live tweeting it, and I tweeted out that Andrade was speaking to Hangman in Spanish, and it was definitely Rush, but I'll be honest, I was too busy staring at Jose the Dreamy Assistant. Ooh, Murder Hawk is back, says Amy. That would be fucking cool. It could also be all about the boom.
Oh, no, I saw a report that said he's not expected back until after full gear.
Pentagon wins because I want to see Pentagon versus Dragon. Hey,
that's the cool
thing. Sign me up, fam.
That's the cool thing about it. Like, okay, as long as none of the Dork Order wins, like, they're all great matches for Dragon. Give me Rush versus Dragon, Andrade versus Dragon, Pentagon.
He's back in the golden ticket. He was in the graphic? Really? I didn't actually see the graphic that Lance Archer is back. That's fucking dope.
Wait, dude, Lance versus Dragon? You know how good Dragon is against
big guys? Yeah, I know exactly how good he is against big guys. He's one of two people who gave me a serviceable Jake Hager match in 2022.
He's one of one people that gave Bray Wyatt a good match.
True. Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't watched WWE since the mid-2000s.
I watched specifically for Punk and Dragon. And
yeah, no, I had this whole point of time where I just didn't watch wrestling because I was like, people make fun of me when I talk about liking wrestling, but girls don't make fun of me when I don't talk about liking wrestling. I know what I'm going to stop doing.
Yeah.
And then I got married and I'm a wrestling fan again. It's easy. You just got to bait him in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's not into wrestling. Cool. And then it's like, haha, I tricked you. I watch this shit like 4 days a week.
Have I told you about Brian Danielson? spreading the good word of the Church of the Dragon to your
like
wife.
Not watching WWF. He's just like me for real. Hey, there we go. You know, Joe. Is that a good comparison? Am I happy to be like Joe? I think I'm happy to be like Joe. I like Joe.
Joe's great.
You're great, Joe. Shout out, Joe.
I watched for
Brian versus Dragon. Bray strap match is great. All right, maybe I'll check it out. Who knows?
I watched for Dragon and Punk, and I don't think I've watched any WWE programming for free since Danielson's last match, the match against Roman. I went out of my way to watch that at the bar, and then since then, the only shows I've watched were if I had to set up a stream so people could watch the watch a pay-per-view. A premium live event. At the bar, or if I was at the bar getting paid to work there and watched, you know, Danielson, or watched, you know, I don't know, like I was getting paid to watch what was the one they did day one? I watched that. Yeah. Oh, I did watch Royal Rumble this year to make fun of it, and then it ended up being like bad, not boring bad.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that like that was already 9 months ago. It feels like that was like so fucking long ago.
Oh yeah.
But what's up, Liz? Hello. Dragon versus Wardlow would rule. Yeah. Dragon versus big dudes. It's always fun. Back to the Rampage card though. So Rampage Grand Slam, 2 hour Rampage. That's gonna be a late night next Friday. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a long night for the people that are there on Wednesday.
Yeah, but I don't know.
For me, I'd be like, I'll take it. I want to watch more matches. Yeah. I bought a ticket for this, and you know, for Grand Slam, I'm sure it's like I paid a fortune to go see this.
I bought a ticket last year for Grand Slam, and ended up selling it to Wrestle Cringe. Okay. It wasn't expensive.
No, well, if you're getting it off of like, that's what I saw that a lot for Toronto. People are like, these prices are fucking outrageous. And it's like, get the presale code. People are posting that shit all over Twitter. Dave Meltzer tweeted the presale code out like the night before.
Become friends with Trish Spears.
Yeah, that's
join
that's
my.
That's how I got my code.
Yeah, join my Discord. There's lots of ways to get these promo codes.
Yeah, I ended up on the presale for the Dynamite that sold out in 5 minutes. I managed to cop myself 3 tickets for me and my best friends. They're coming all the way up from Michigan to come see AEW in Toronto.
Yeah, I've gotten code like I've gotten so many tickets for shows that sold out. That goes back to
Rampage was easy to get tickets for. Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah. So for Toronto, they're doing two separate tapings. They're doing Dynamite on Wednesday, and then they're doing Rampage on Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's a standalone Rampage taping, which is cool because I feel like it's going to be a really stacked card. Because, you know, again, you're literally asking people to buy tickets for this whole separate event. That's not attached to the end of Dynamite like it normally is. So based on that, it's got to probably be worth, you know, they're going to make it worth going all the way to Toronto again for that second show that's on its own. But yeah, I'm interested to see what ends up on it. I really hope the Elite's back. No Kenny Omega in Toronto would be that would be pretty depressing. I'm not gonna lie. Like, a lot of my hype buying the tickets is like, holy fuck, I'm gonna get to see Kenny Omega in Canada for, you know, when was the last time he wrestled here? I'm legitimately asking. Somebody look this up. I'm lazy.
Alvarez said we're supposed to get some news about the investigation in the coming days. So hopefully that means it's close, but I've also...
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Liz said, so excited for Grand Slam. TK is cooking, but a bit sad because no leader Adam Cole, baby. Hope he gets better soon. Yeah. Well, if we've learned anything about AEW over the last few months, is like no matter who's not there, they still manage to deliver ridiculous cards, dope matches. So,
yeah.
Speaking of which, this Rampage Grand Slam card, 2-hour Rampage, so it's loaded up. It's actually like, holy shit. I'm looking at the Rampage card, and I'm like, I'm just as excited for Rampage as Dynamite in a lot of ways. Got Action Bronson and Hook taking on 2.0. We'll have Eddie Kingston taking on Sammy Guevara, the match that was supposed to happen at All Out. We've got Jade Cargill versus Diamante. Probably, hopefully, with Trina. That would be cool. Come on, it's got to be Trina.
Yeah.
Powerhouse Hobbs and Ricky Starks running it back from All Out, and that's good. I like that they're doing it, because the All Out match, I get it now, like, knowing that they had a whole match planned out and they just did all their spots and it happened to go 5 minutes instead of like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hopefully they just have more shit planned for their match this time.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, somebody must have got hurt or something. That was like, that felt really fast. And it's like, nah, we just did all our shit already.
Well, being there live, you needed some quick matches anyway. That's why I wasn't really mad about that or the Christian match.
I don't know. It worked for me, because watching it from home, I was just like surprised by the end. I was like, oh, shit, it's over. Hobbs won. Damn. So this will be good for Ricky to kind of, you know, I'd imagine Ricky gets his win back.
Yeah. And then you do the rubber match in a, like, a gimmick match.
Yeah. Then we're going to get Rey Fénix versus Jungle Boy.
That's an interesting one for a lot of reasons, because there's, like, Amy had, like, a really good tweet about this. Like, there might be a... You might be able to tell that there's a certain direction for Death
Triangle. Hey! Cassidy's in the chat. I think it'll be Red Velvet, and this is the way to bring her back from injury and give her a face turn, being mad that she was replaced by Layla Gray. Well, yeah. Goddamn, boss, that's a good take.
Yeah, I'd be all right with it, just because, you know, she just come back and be like, oh, y'all forgot about me, you know, fuck you guys, you know.
Yeah. Again, I don't know. We'll wait to see. It's AEW. It could be a celebrity. It could be a wrestler. It could be someone we've never heard of before. It could be some random person off of Jersey Shore. Who the fuck knows?
I wish the phrasing wasn't the baddest bitch. I wish you would have said something so I could, like, push an agenda for Rick Ross to be there.
Oh, shit. She's from Miami. It would make sense, you know. But Trina for life. That's right. I just wanted to be Trina because fucking Trina. Come on, man. That'd be super fun. But yeah, if it's you know, Red Velvet makes sense. Again, like somebody pointed out, I think in like a Twitter reply last night, Amanda Nunes, just because, you know, she's been around ATCE and they had their whole thing too. So I don't know. I like the Red Velvet idea though. That'd be cool.
Same.
Plus, yeah, we get some more storyline in the women's division going on. That'd be nice. Rey Fénix versus Jungle Boy is going to cook, though. That's, you know, that's PWG on TV on Friday night next week.
Yeah.
If Trick Daddy isn't there being one of the top three daddies of all time, then what are we even doing? what was that? What do we have left for Rampage? No DQ match. Sting and Darby Allin versus Brody King and Bud Matt. Bud Matt's on my TV. I'm happy. It's a no DQ match, so Sting's probably going to dive off of something terrifying.
Yeah, and I can't wait for it. Sting's awesome.
Darby's gonna get manhandled, ragdolled, absolutely murdered by Brody King for a bit.
Darby's gonna get thrown from Arthur Ashe to Madison Square Garden.
That's heat.
They said I looked it up and I can't find a specific date, but I don't think Omega has wrestled in Canada since maybe 2015, but it might be a little sooner. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please be back. Please be back by October. October 12th.
I can't imagine the investigation taking that long.
Joe Thomas. It's Sting.
Fuck Joe's yeah. with me. Put the belt on Sting.
Strap Stinger up. Phoenix versus Jungle Boy is the most intriguing match on both cards for me. If they're going where I think they're going with the story, it'll be a fun ride from here onwards.
Yeah.
That is an intriguing match. It's going to be like 10 minutes of fucking insanity. So I'm just like, I already know it's just going to be a spot fest and I'm here for it because I love those.
Yeah, same.
Give me all the flippy shit. Give me all the, like, you know, crazy dives, all, you know, high spots. I don't care how long they've got to stand there and wait for the dive. You're not fucking up my perception of reality with it. I just want to see people do crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's what I enjoy the most out of wrestling. Just feed it to me all day.
Let the old dudes and, you know, AEW botches, you know, those people complain about that match. I'm going to love it. That's all that matters to me. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in enjoy what you're watching. And if you don't enjoy it,
shut up.
if you're so bothered by Rey Fénix versus Jungle Boy, go watch Dory Funk Jr. versus Jack Briscoe and everything will be okay.
There we go. I'm gonna take Rey Fénix versus Jungle Boy.
Same.
Yeah. But yeah, that was our week. That was our week in AEW. Next week's just ridiculous. You know,
yeah.
Mini pay-per-views on Wednesday and Friday, essentially. We just went over the cards. You heard the matches. It's must-see TV for me. I'm not. You know, I don't have shit to do next Friday night, that's for sure. And I never have anything to do Wednesday anyway, so.
Yeah. That's going to be a long show next week for us, which I'm okay with.
You going to any, I guess, what, there's a Cincinnati Dynamite, like, the week after Toronto. Are you going to that one?
That's what I was trying to work on when that whole thing on Twitter happened last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was meeting up with my buddy Tony, who I went to that Revolver show with. And I was talking to Josh, like texting Josh about buying tickets for it. I'm going to that. I'm going to go to the Revolver show, like I mentioned earlier. And I'm giving some thought into going to GCW in Columbus.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
When's that one?
Yeah. I'm thinking about that show. I can't remember.
I'll find it.
I just know they announced Speedball on it, so, like...
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, it's Speedball. And, like, I know...
October 23rd.
Yeah. So, there's, you know, there's a lot of... talent that'll be in the country that they could bring in for a good match with Speedball, and that would be worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah, they're and you know, who knows, you might still see John Moxley as the GCW world champion there.
Yeah.
All right, so let's catch up on some chats before we wrap it up here. Gage says you guys are lucky to get to cover next week's shows, to be honest. Oh, hell yeah. Like I can't, I'm already like 3 o'clock next Saturday. We're going to have a great week. Adam's picture is probably going to be like Danielson with a belt, hopefully, and not MJF standing over him with a belt and a poker chip.
Yeah. Hopefully. I don't like the Money in the Bank idea is garbage. And, like, why rush into it? Build up Max's, like, you know, a 2-week build for Max getting the belt. that's kind of meh.
I'd like to see them actually go like go with it to full gear and be able to just like cook in a main event match. Him, you know, him just strolling in after what's sure to be a ridiculously awesome match between Danielson and Moxley, just for him to walk up and take the belt would kind of be like,
Mama Mid!
Yeah.
What else do we have in chat here? Oh, Cassidy, does Adam need me to apply for media for him for Cincinnati?
Okay, yeah. I'll DM you when the show's over. For all of those shows, I would like that.
Cassidy says, now I have the Man Called Sting theme song stuck in my head. Adam, if you want to go to Columbus and the card is solid, I will go too, says Joe. There we go. Okay. The Man Called Sting. He picked his bull and clicked his cat.
That song has profound lyrics such as, he does this, he does that.
Oh my god, we're getting the full lyrics, Cassidy. Holy shit.
Bob Dylan could never come up with something as profound as he does this, he does that.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen, there was a clip from one of the Figure Four dailies where Lance Storm reads the lyrics to the song, and it's just great stuff because it's, you know, it's Lance and it's such a ridiculous song.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to look it up as soon as I end the broadcast, and then I'm going to share my screen to you, and we're going to watch it together in the room here.
All right.
We're going to watch that shit together as soon as we're done.
I don't know if it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll just Google it.
All right.
I'll find it after. So, yeah, can't wait to talk about next week with you all. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us and donating an hour and a half of your Saturday to talking about AEW and AEW adjacent happenings with us once again. Adam, let everyone know where they can find you, buddy.
At Adam Yeary, Yeary, NTWF on Twitter. Follow me or don't follow. Don't, probably for the best that you don't follow me. I'm a profound shit poster. I have the Discord, of course, NTWF Discord. Great stuff. I'm not there as much as I want to be now because of my new job, but my shoot job.
That's what mods are for.
Yes. I'd like to give a shout out to all of the mods, everyone there, but the mods, Joe specifically, for like kind of taking care of things while I'm not around, and our newest mod, Amy.
Hey.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy. Welcome to the team. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. And of course me, my Twitter handle's right here. I gotta like type your Twitter handle in on your picture every week. I'm gonna have to start doing that just so you don't have to spell it all the time.
Okay.
But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter right here. Ah, I found the right spot this week. Hell yeah. 50 points to Gryffindor. Let's go. I'm here on the Body Slam Network 2 to 3 times a week, every Thursday on Indeed with Righteous Reg, talking about whole bunch of independent wrestling because I love independent wrestling as much as I love AEW, honestly. Every Saturday here with Adam, 3 o'clock, talking All Elite Wrestling and All Elite Wrestling adjacent things on All Elite Weekly. Cassidy Haynes, when he's not typing the Sting lyrics into chat, him and I do Game Changer Weekly here on the network as well, talking about everyone's favorite independent promotion, Game Changer Wrestling.
When do you guys do that show?
Tuesday at 6 o'clock is our next episode. We're going to be talking about this weekend with GCW being over in the UK with TNT Extreme Wrestling. And we'll be joined by our Tea and Tights podcast, our Brit Rest specialists, Andrew Moore. He's going to be joining us to chop it up about GCW being over in Liverpool this weekend.
If I go to that Columbus show, I can't do a show with y'all on Tuesday at 6 o'clock or nothing, but
we can figure it out.
We could, me and Cassidy could do something.
We can figure it out. We could even like tape it and air it later, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll figure all that out. But you know where to find us. The socials for Body Slam right here, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Body Slam Net, on YouTube, Body Slam Net Pro Wrestling. Be sure to like the video, leave some comments, preferably nice ones, subscribe to the channel. And yeah, we'll see you here next Saturday at 3 o'clock to talk some All Elite Wrestling. Thanks again for joining us. We love you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Peace.